I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock is right around the corner. I know it's at the end of the summer, but it doesn't matter. It's coming up on Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 5th. There are 3 days of incredible music, the best in live music, wine, food, craft brew. They really, it's such an experience. And the 3-day tickets are sold out. Single day tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Go to radioalice.com/contents and you can pick which day you want to go. We got tickets available there. So you can pick which day you want to win for. Enter to get your chance to win a pair of these single day tickets. That contest ends on May 30th. But if you're going to Bottle Rock this year, you know, why not go on us? Bottle Rock in Napa Valley, presented by Jam Sellers.
I'll see you guys out there Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday's your day, huh? The Miley Cyrus Guns N' Roses day.
That's the day. See you guys out there.
The Radio Alice Report.
Right, Bryn?
Right. I mean, I have the best of hopes for you.
Exactly.
Ay, ay, ay. Boy, radio. All the perks are gone, everyone.
That is true. Sad but true.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Okay, so today should be just slightly cooler than yesterday, but still should be really nice out there.
Yeah, it
looks forget,
beautiful.
The weekend ahead is Memorial Day weekend, which means we're really kicking off summer here this upcoming weekend. It's not the official start to summer, but it feels like it.
It does. It feels like even though Labor Day isn't the official start to fall, that feels, you know, it's like Labor Day and Memorial Day, the bookends.
Exactly right. So anyway, that's coming up this weekend. Hopefully you get a 3-day weekend, everyone.
Yes, we hope that for you. Because we have one, and we would love it if you would also have one.
Right. I want to mention again that this morning was the Super Blood Flower Moon or whatever it was called. I got to see it and sort of gave it a, you know, all right.
You give it 2 thumbs up, 5 stars.
Well, I gave it, what I did was I gave it about 10 seconds and then I went, all right, I got to go to work. And then I got in my car and left. But there are great pictures out there available. Our guy, Scott Budman, Bay Area reporter,
great
one of
photo.
The greats. He's got a good photo of it. I think he's got a really, like an app on his camera phone or something that
Or he has just like a killer camera because it is just a beautiful shot of it.
Yeah, it's probably that. But anyway, either way, whatever he's got a great picture of it on his Instagram. So you can check it out there. Or maybe
Scott
NASA. Budman. Maybe NASA did something with it. I don't know.
Maybe. I love Scott. Yeah, maybe he just took NASA's photo. Who knows?
Anyway. So meth is bad news, everyone.
So I hear, Vincent. It takes a whole town out.
Someone at a car dealership in Mankato, Minnesota, called 911 last Sunday when a random woman got naked and started climbing around inside the cars. Police showed up and found a 35-year-old Jennifer Weber lying in the back seat of a 4-door Chevy Silverado with her feet in the air.
Like she just don't care.
Naked. feet in the air.
Feet together or feet apart? I'm just trying to picture this.
They don't say exactly.
Was she on her back bicycling her legs with feet in the air? You
know? She was tickling herself.
Oh, so I'm going legs apart. Okay.
Well, you can do that with legs.
Sure, you can.
And
but
when
why
they,
would you?
When they asked her, what are you doing?
Tickling She's, myself.
She said, I'm in Florida. And they went, you're in Minnesota. You're not, you're nowhere near Florida. Just, in fact, she said, I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, specifically.
Oh,
there she is.
Wow, she's a hottie. Mm-hmm. White chick, two Super. Inches of roots, glasses, real mean look on her face, and a pink sweatshirt. That's a, she is
sorry,
the
but
picture
her,
of health.
Her mouth, it's like she's kind of like doing like a little scout, like.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like Stewie.
Yes, there we go.
She's off.
For the record, auto dealerships in Florida don't allow this sort of thing, so it's
not like normally
she's allowed to do this, and suddenly she finds herself in Minnesota and can't.
I'm in Florida. This is encouraged there.
Took about an hour to get her out of the truck. She continued to tickle herself while being talked to.
Can I also say that all tickling aside, meth ages you. That chick does not look 35. Nicole, look 7 years into your future here. You going to be that, you gonna look like that? Or are you going to
be
a, yeah, right. Faces of meth right here.
Don't do drugs, kids.
No. She could be, she'd be delightful.
You can have this face,
look,
a nice smooth face, or that.
Yeah. She looks 50 years old.
She said to the people at the dealership while they talked to her.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Again, while still tickling herself. She's in town to please the boys.
Oh.
Well, good luck with that.
And it turns out she's not from Florida. She lives just a few miles from the dealership. So the whole in-town thing is because she's on drugs.
Yeah.
Once they tracked down her clothes, they found a bunch of meth and drug paraphernalia, and she's facing charges for indecent exposure, drug possession, DWI, entering a vehicle without owner's permission.
Oh, that's one, too.
Because she commandeered the Chevy Silverado she was in.
Is that a truck? That's a truck, right?
Yeah, that's a truck.
So she wanted to get, she's getting hot. She's like, oh, that truck makes me horny. Also, the meth. So does meth make you horny?
That is actually a fact that meth
makes you
porn.
Just
this is, I've heard this from policemen who have said this, that whenever there's a meth bust, porn is everywhere. Oh. Sex toys and porn and meth seem to go together.
Ah.
I don't know that firsthand, but that's one of the stories that I've heard.
And are all their parts tickled raw?
I don't. I'm assuming yes that there's.
That Chevy Silverado is
a sexy truck. Yeah,
is she in the bed of the truck or was she in the actual?
She was in the truck.
Oh, boy. Mm. Well, luckily it has the extended cab.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know.
Quad cab. Know.
Quad, yeah, right. Sure. Quad cab. Yes, Nicole?
I was going to say in the cab, but I don't know. I really like that truck. I'm thinking my dad should get a new one.
Your dad has a sick shopping. Truck.
Is that truck turning you on, and now you want your dad to get the truck? What's going on here?
Dad, a story in the news today. It really is a nice truck. You should consider it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the ladies
I like the
love them.
And the rims and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. That one. Well, that one definitely has aftermarket upgrades. Or
it's the upgraded package.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Right. But yes, you'd look great in that truck.
From that to this, this is a good time for me to remind you that you should consider either changing the batteries in your smoke detectors or at least testing the thing, you know, that thing that you never look at all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They say most of us haven't done it, not only in the last 30 days, but probably haven't done it in the last 6 months. And as we head into summer and what is considered in California fire season, it's a good time to check those smoke detectors. Most people don't. Also, they say most people don't have fire extinguishers either. So I realize not everybody's made of money, but that might be something you want to consider as you get ready for fire season.
Yeah,
of course, a fire extinguisher won't put out a roaring, you know, forest fire.
No, it won't.
It's a good thing to have in the house nonetheless.
Right, if you're having if electrical things arc or something is smoking, you know, douse it with that. You should have them under every kitchen. They have them everywhere, you know.
Right.
Do you have a lot of fire extinguishers around your house, Finn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Too.
Due to the pressure of sort of being a bad dad, I have tried to cover all of the possible bases I can think of.
Yeah. We do them under the kitchen sink, in the in both the sheds out back, because we you know, we freaked out because, do you remember 2 years ago or something, we were staining our deck and our rags were just sitting in a bucket, and you hear about this, but you don't think it'll happen to you. I'm like, what is that smell of burning plastic? And we finally found it, and it was smoldering rags. That would have been a big fire. And we didn't have a fire extinguisher handy.
I went,
Amazon, clickety clackety click.
Yeah. You got to have those.
Got it.
You can even get them at Costco usually.
Sure, pick them right up. They'll sell them in six packs, for God's sake.
Right.
Put them everywhere.
Hey, we never did get to hear. Remember when Coco had no electricity?
Oh yeah.
Did you and your dad was like, "Well, we're camping. We'll get to that when I get home." Yeah. And you sat there in the dark for a while. Did we find out what happened? Was it
comes home and presses a button?
No. they had to replace the entire breaker. It was like melted through.
Oh, the whole thing.
Something like, yeah.
Melted through.
That's not good.
He showed like the wire, my dad showed me the wire, how it was like burnt through.
The wire that was coming into the breaker.
Fire. Yeah.
So do you guys have some fire extinguishers handy?
Yeah, we do. And we have a sign that says fire extinguisher.
With an arrow, like a municipal style.
Yeah.
I see. Goodness.
Yeah, they say here the cause of electrical fires often are old wiring, bad outlets or appliances, light fixtures, extension cords and power strips that are overloaded, space heaters that are too close to things like curtains. Lots of reasons you might need a fire extinguisher, so try to get fire ready this season.
That's a good reminder, Vinny.
The good news is Gavin is on the case, as he announced he's putting big money into our fire prevention and fire protection this season, which is a good deal. Also, I saw a story about his recall, which as of right now, if it went down, he would not be recalled. That could change, and not everybody participates in, you know, research polls.
Right.
But the most recent one is that he wouldn't be recalled if it were done today. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know this because my kids are too young to be that yet, but teenagers apparently are the biggest backseat drivers in the family.
No, I'm definitely the biggest one.
Yeah, for me, it's the co-pilot over there. Mm. But yeah, I guess, you know, when they become teenagers, they do know everything.
That is true. Yeah. Yep.
I know this because I had a run as the world's smartest human being there.
Oh, me too. It's not until you start, you're like in your mid-30s, you go, oh, maybe I don't know that. Start second-guessing yourself, and by the time you're 50, you're dumb. I was so smart when I was 18. It's like, what happened? I knew it all. I knew everything.
Yeah, so a new survey of 2,000 parents were asked who's the biggest backseat drivers in their family, and the teenager. Whoever, boy or girl, whatever, or binary, non-binary, whatever, them, they might be the one, or whatever.
Yeah, it's a, it's not true at my house.
All right.
And they all jump on me, stop, mom, stop saying stuff, poor dad. I'm like, really? Poor dad just almost killed us.
Oh, dad almost killed you, right. Yes. I can see you
They made me sit in the back seat, so I was actually a backseat driver. on our Walnut Creek trip.
I have definitely had that conversation where I'm like, would you stop grabbing the oblique bar every time we come to a stoplight? It's standard. I'm fine. We're stopping. You don't have to.
But you brake so hard. Could you start braking a little bit further back?
You don't need to brace yourself.
Brace
I got
yourself
this.
For impact. Brace for impact. Hold on, kids.
Yeah, we don't need that drama. It's fine. I can handle this. You're going to be okay.
He gets mad when I go.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yes.
And I go, well, God, if you Sarah. Didn't scare me, if you weren't scaring me, then I wouldn't have to do that.
You ever hit that button on your TV where you accidentally, it describes everything that's happening, like, you know, it so it's not just like it's actually talking about what they're doing.
No,
I've stumbled
about subtitles.
Upon, it's not subtitles.
It's not
it's
closed
actual
cap,
audio. It'll describe like I watched Lion King and it's like okay.
You're very loud.
I'm sorry. That's and right. this bug is walking up the wall right now. Da, 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 and they describe the scene for you. It's a setting.
Yeah.
That's how it is to drive with Sarah. Like Sarah's like, there's a thing right there. You're going to make a left over there. Be careful.
Oh.
That's exactly what
oh,
it
are
is.
Oh, are you talking about like, I forgot the actual term, but.
It's a setting on your TV
I know
that
you're
I've
saying,
accidentally
so
hit.
It's like,
super annoying.
So it's like, I don't know, Aladdin. I'm just picking Aladdin. Walks, gets on the magic carpet and rides off, something like
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're saying that's what Sarah does.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I
she's called me.
Have you even ever driven
while,
with me?
While you're in the phone with John and you're talking to me and you're interrupting yourself so you can tell him what to do. And I'm like, God,
well, someone's
got
to tell him.
Oh,
you know, that guy, I don't know how he drives by. So how does he make it without me in the car? I don't understand.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
John, there's a bug crossing the street. You better watch out for that. It's going really slow.
I guess that's not called closed captioning, though, huh?
It's. Is it for like. Is it? Would it read it out loud to you if you
say you were
blind?
It's kind of like what's in the script. You know, when they do a table read it. And so there's the lines, and then in parentheses, like the actor says the lines, and then it's like. Then Aladdin gets on the magic carpet ride and puts out his hand to Jasmine, something like that.
Exactly.
And then the line keeps going. There's a term for it, and I can't think of it.
How about a fast fact?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Seems like we're in the weeds here.
Fast fact. Maine lobster.
Oh my God, I love lobster so much, Finn.
I know that you do. Actually, refers to a species of lobster called. Homerus americanus. Wait, is that americanus?
Probably americanus.
Yeah. Homerus americanus.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean it comes from Maine. They can come from as far south as New Jersey.
Oh.
But that's what a Maine lobster is actually, you know, that whole region. It's
not just
Maine.
They're thick in Maine, though.
And you'll eat them all right up, won't you?
I'll eat them all.
What's the most lobsters you've eaten at one time? Three?
Probably. I can't. Honestly, eating two is enough, but I'm sure I've gone crazy. Gone crazy. Eat lobster. Gone crazy. I'm sure. These are my lobster claws.
All right.
But yeah, you can't.
After you play 8 years in Major League Baseball, you get a gold card that gives you and a guest free admission to any MLB game for the rest of your life. But you got to hit the 8-year mark as a player.
I see. And then they find you someplace to sit, even if it's a
I guess,
game.
Yeah, there must be a spot for
any
the people.
Playoff game, too?
Sounds like any game.
Sounds great. I better get on my, you know, tune up my hitting skills so I can get that.
So you can go.
Yeah, I'm going to go
8 years.
I'm going to go pro and then get into all the ball games.
A study in 2012 found there had been more than 200 academic papers published on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which easily made it the most studied TV show or movie.
Oh, why?
The Alien movies were second with around 90 papers.
Like people's academic theses?
Something like that, yep.
Wow. Well, those had to be interesting to read.
I love the Alien movies. I don't know anything about Buffy, though.
Buffy's cool. I watched some Buffy.
Really? Buffy's cool?
Yeah.
You want to go that far?
Yes.
All right.
Cool. I like it. It's good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I think that...
Oh, my goodness.
510 says, I think that so feature loud. In the TV is for blind people. Well, but...
But they can't read it, so it must. There must be a setting where you can hear
have
the
that
stage
read to you?
Direction.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a setting weird. For sight impairment. Another person writes, "Well, if it were to,
if you could hear it, that would be one thing. But since you'd have to read it, it doesn't seem like it's for blind people."
Bracing for impact on a normal stop. I thought that was just my wife. No, that's my wife too. She does
the
same thing.
It's all the wives.
Thing.
You guys are breaking too. You're coming up too fast and breaking too hard.
Don't tell me my job. You're in my car.
My mom always falls asleep when my dad drives.
Oh,
oh your
now,
dad.
Rose.
Oh,
now that
is
how you do it.
Driver.
Thank you, Rose, for being the best
the
wife
minute,
of all
it's
times.
Like the minute he pulls out of the driveway, she's knocked out asleep.
So do you make her sit in back so that
she... No, she sits in the front, and then I just sit in the back and talk to him. And my sister, my older sister, she's very particular about who drives her. She won't let her husband drive. She gets so antsy, but she'll let my dad. She's totally fine with my dad.
Well, your dad, I mean, he's like, he rocks you to sleep.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She's like, the last time she went up to Tahoe, she sat in the back, and my brother-in-law sat in the front with my dad, and she fell asleep. She's like, I fell asleep because I knew dad was driving.
Oh, so that's so nice.
I don't think it's all... wives.
Maybe. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Pumping gas in Atlanta.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.